A Whimsical Notion by Jenny Gouttet, narrated by Stevie Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Philip Townsend descended the stairs at a clipping pace, his hand skimming the broad railing and his feet clattering on the narrow wooden treads. He skipped the last step and landed on the threadbare oriental rug that had been in place for as long as the Townsends had owned Bowden House. Mrs. Mason, who'd held the role of housekeeper since his mother's death, paused at the entrance to the dining room to stare, a tray of Bowden's finest china in her hands. Philip's good mood threatened to flag under Mrs. Mason's vacant regard, that always seemed to mask belligerence. He knew he didn't need to answer to her, although she had held the position since he was a lad of 14. Nevertheless, he found it difficult to greet her with an air of authority. "Good morning, Mrs. Mason. You are washing the tea service again, I see." "Aye, 'tis the only way to keep the sack from becoming caked with dust," was her reply, although she evaded his eyes when she said it. She must have been using the tea service again for her own personal enjoyment. "I trust you've not had any more misfortunes." Philip strove to keep the edge out of his voice. After all, the service was blessedly large, and goodness knew he had little use for it as a bachelor.
"Only a saucer, Mr. Townsend?"
Mrs. Mason ducked her gaze and shifted the teapot to the centre of the tray.
"No, the set has matching cups and plates, it does. What with there not being enough servants to keep Bowden running proper, these accidents are bound to happen."
"Well." Philip absently flicked the riding crop he held against his leg, then flinched at the sting. "That obstacle is sure to be cleared as soon as Miss Dawson arrives on Friday. She will set all to rights." The housekeeper only tightened her lips at the reminder of Philip's blessedly capable, angelic cousin, Sissy, who would arrive in 2 short days at Bowden House to serve as mistress, until Philip stumbled upon a suitable candidate for a wife. Mrs. Mason would not like it, as Sissy was sure to impose order, and did not flee from the protests of fractious servants the way Philip did. He turned into the library without another word. From there he heard Mrs. Mason cross the dining room and enter her small sitting room to the left of the butler's pantry, a pantry that currently had no butler to fill it. The cups rattled violently on the tray as she turned to close the door behind her, and Philip held his breath. There was no corresponding crash, and he released it in an exhale as he crossed the library toward the informal sitting room. In it lay the main door to the outside. No footman stood in attendance, of course, but at least Jim had the insufficiency of servants as an excuse for his absence from his post. The lone footman was, at present, one of only 5 male servants, and the other 4 were employed on the land and in the stables. Bowden's challenge of inadequate...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?